call us to order. It's 11:56. Okay, just a reminder that we do record the meeting. It'll be posted on the SHAC website publicly, so anybody can go on there and review it, or listen to it, I should say. We need to approve the minutes from the last meeting. I have them projected up here. We don't have to vote on these. We just need a motion and a second. So I'll scroll through these, and if somebody will make a motion, or if there's any amendments, if you see something wrong, please tell us. Did I go too fast? Okay. Anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make the motion. The motion will be approved.
Okay.
The minutes being previous.
Allie Valdez. Any seconds?
I'll second. Robin Guffney.
All right. And those, so we don't have to change anything on the minutes. The minutes have to, this is all written in law. I'm not making this up if you guys ever wanted to go and read all the SHAC laws. We have to post the minutes before they're approved. And then if there's any amendments, we repost them. So we won't have to do any of that. So next up, any committee updates from physical activity and child nutrition?
Update on our
just make sure the mic is on.
Yeah, do we?
If you just hit it, it should turn.
Okay, yes. So we just met prior to starting. So let me, I will give you the quick summary. One thing that was, I think one of the key things to come out of our conversation is the fact that HCISD does have a 3-year grant for CATCH for the lower schools and for the lower grades, and that the middle school has purchased the program, but we're not sure how, if it's actually being implemented or used, or if campuses know about it. So we thought, I think that that's something that this subcommittee can help evangelize with administrators, and then getting administrator buy-in and then getting school buy-in. Also talked about with new school builds, you know, we're talking about how different all the elementary school campuses are, and I know that my elementary school, the field is not fenced in, so the kids don't have access to that big open play area during recess. And so that's just something that could be considered, that we could recommend to the board. Also, I know that our I'm at Sunfield, by the way, so we're in our third year. Can the SHAC recommend that sports and PE equipment is included in the initial new build budget? Because I know that our campus has had to, you know, it wasn't included. So, you know, there's no equipment at our campus, and, you know, a PE teacher is, you know, has to fight for that money every year from the principal to, like, get, you know, slowly build it up. It seems like an easy thing to just add in. We also talked about can we leverage morning time for more physical activity, since so many kids have to be dropped off, you know, before school starts. Suzanne mentioned that there is a school in Brownsville ISD that has really excellent test scores, and despite being an underprivileged campus, and they attribute that to like 360 buy-in to a wellness initiative, and something that they have is a morning running club where they just, you know, kids just have access to the track and are running. cafeteria where the kids are eating breakfast. And then we also talked about ways PTAs can potentially support that on campus, but I don't know that that's necessarily something that, you know, we all need to talk about, but I do think that there's more things that we can do to help get PTAs involved in physical activity.
And I just wanted to also say, just kind of for the record, part of the reason that we're talking about this is that there is a mandated number of physical activity minutes that kids are supposed to be getting per week, and they're not meeting that on most of our campuses. So we're looking at ways that are not necessarily increasing PE time, but how can we add in that physical activity throughout the day to be able to kind of meet that mandate of just sheer movement. One thing that I don't think that you put on your summary, and I just thought about it now, we talked about also maybe making a recommendation for recess to be extended from like 20 minutes to 30 minutes. But I'm not sure that recess time counts, because we need to come back to that and ask Whitney, because that's unstructured time. So I don't know that that actually can be counted. But so we're just trying to brainstorm. But and also, in particular, if we have this CATCH program and it's here and it can be used, how can we make sure that the schools are aware of it, teachers can get buy-in, administration can get buy-in, especially since it should not drain resources. So some of that's just going to be, like, you know, I guess making our own recommendations and just trying to support that program since it's out there.
Thank you. I will tell you guys, too, to hold on to those thoughts, because a lot of that can be addressed in, like, the objectives and the plan once we start moving around the room. Anything from child nutrition?
No updates, but we are just planning to set up a meeting soon, so.
Okay. Perfect.
We'll get that info out.
And I do intend on whatever we write down as ideas on all this project paper, getting what's physical activity related to the physical activity subcommittee, and what's child nutrition related, getting to child nutrition, so that we have a goal and a focus. Okay. All right. So, like I said earlier, we're going to break up into groups. On here, I put 4 to 5. Not everybody's here, so we can do smaller groups. And what you guys are going to do, once again, is rotate through these stations. This is essentially, these papers are, this is our wellness plan. I just cut it up by goal. And just give input on the objectives and the action steps. If you want to amend anything, just be specific, like throw it out there. This isn't like a finalized thing. We're just throwing ideas on a wall right now. Some things to keep in mind, just be realistic. We can shoot for the moon, but we also need to be realistic, with what type of funds we might be working with specifically. And then our objectives, we want them to be measurable. So you'll see, like, a lot of them right now say 100% of campuses will do blah, blah, blah. So we have to have something that we can measure. Okay? Does anyone have any questions before we get started? So there are 11 goals. And that's a lot to rotate through in the time that we have. So I am going to... just to keep us on task, I'm going to have a timer going, and I'll tell you guys when to rotate. There are 7 in here, I think, and then there's 4 outside. Yeah. So, like I said, if everyone will turn the mic on to the green for me, I would appreciate that. You do not have to carry a mic around. We're just going to have recording going on while we're discussing.
3.
Yeah, let's do groups of 3. I think that'll be good.
Pretty balanced.
Okay, perfect. So y'all break up however you want to.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Groupies.
Yeah, I don't know that. And I can tell you, also, I'm just
providing.
The main goal says something that you're not providing educational resources.
It's usually a lot of issues come to HR, too, and talk about the health stuff.
The benefits department taking a more active role in providing resources, tool checkpoints, and this is so reminders. So for reminders about prevention.
Because do y'all get much in there?
Not really.
There's what, like, should be your mind, he's going to be, you know, usually they have,
Well, it's time.
Very often, it's very, 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 very
like when to how to administer those like levels actually help you to stress. Because I think most grown adults don't begin to need to tell them whenever
technology, education, academics.
Yeah, and it's never
going to be
solved.
Okay, well, whatever. Monthly newsletter.
I was going to suggest
okay. Well, I'll try.
You have to measure stress before and after. I think we should miss early steps.
I would give like the nutritional like facts.
Yeah. Move to certain amount.
Like you know how NutriSlice does? But like where it just links to NutriSlice. QR code that links to
NutriSlice.
We just have it. I just got an app. There's a QR code. So like she just like I want to know how much NutriSlice is. Yeah, but I thought that was for the balance, like school camp.
I can do the
No, I was just wondering.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is like.
But I know all of these goals.
Even have it in.
What, here?
Yeah. See,
here.
This is only for the print. Whereas if I print cursive,
but I don't know.
I look like a 5-year-old.
Yeah,
so forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But having been trained in her
lunch break the lunch break and go walk the track for 15 minutes.
Your family support volunteers for
specifically.
Teacher,
20.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do many things well.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah.
source of.
I know, like, you know, they have, like, the.
Oh, there you go.
I was assuming that's the time and money from the fancy salad.
It's like, well, yeah,
yeah,
that was
everything
that's happening.
But I don't
have a day to do it. I have somebody who wants to have
it.
Which is the fundraiser, and then we don't really do any other, like the school the thing is, like, if we try to add one more, like, after hours,
you're gonna have less.
Where's the funding?
If you can incorporate this into one of your so it doesn't, like, you can have
so if the goal, this is within the policy, Again,
like seeing them, right? Like my friend, she comes in on her Saturdays and Sundays. I'm like, what are you doing? You're going to be teaching for 30 years. What do you have to do? She's like, there's just stuff. There's always stuff. There's always stuff. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Or she brings work home, too. Right?
And it's already set boundaries, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what
there's a lot of work. But yeah, so teaching people how to set boundaries.
Promote healthy eating and provide resources to support healthy eating efforts. 100% of the people promote wellness and assign at least one staff member to sit on the Hayes Health Watch Committee. The Hayes Health Watch. 100% of campuses will promote healthy eating and provide resources to support healthy eating habits.
I'm always quick to be screwed down at City Time meetings.
Yeah.
Or Bumble, so super.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring a bag of apples.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
So breakfast tacos always in my time.
I'm always pressed to make a homemade pasta tortillas. I've been trying to figure out the recipe.
Or just
Cassia
tortillas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are good times.
Yeah. And sometimes I hit a miss when you climb up, or like you, they like fall apart. But yeah, true. No, they have, that's a great brand too. Yeah, that's a really good brand.
Yeah, let's hope they stay that way.
No,
but they sold.
Oh, they sold out?
Yeah.
So did
yeah.
they?
Pepsi, right?
Yeah.
Pepsi
bottle? Yeah.
I mean, they're doing
yeah.
it. They're sitting pretty.
It's a lot of money.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even care about that one. So.
Yeah. $1 billion. So we'll see what
wow.
happens.
Wow.
Do you have any insight for us on what the...
We didn't even know. I didn't know about how... Or Hayes helped us in the...
So it's something that needs to be revamped.
Okay.
It's from my HR.
Okay.
I told HR that we were reviewing this. And
yeah,
did you know that this board policy says this?
but
we have a lot of good people. And I didn't mean
yeah.
that. And like, you guys aren't doing your job. But it was like, hey, did you know that this says this?
And
there's all brand new directors in
yeah.
HR. So they're like, nope, I have no idea.
So they're going to have to implement, like, without that someone's full time job.
No.
Yeah.
No, it would be a director
okay.
that does something.
Okay.
It's something else from Megan.
I
was like, wow.
Donut Envy is, yeah, Miss Huey. She's a teacher at Negley.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She owns
that
business.
Yeah, they started up, they got in on that franchise. Now they have two trucks. Yeah.
But it's not
they actually yet. Applied to be a vendor at one of our events, but then they never followed through. They probably got
she got, so they do a lot of events at CODA, at the F1 track.
That's probably it, yeah.
But, oh my god, those donuts are so good.
We're like
no, that's what I was saying. We had Donut Envy. We had who does the slushies?
Kona.
Kona Ice was there, and then I think we had the pop, the kettle. Yeah.
Kettle.
The
Lumonic kettle, or no?
Miss What's Her Face?
Yeah, she's a teacher.
Yeah.
Mary.
Teacher?
Her name's Mary, but I forget her last name.
Miss Alenza.
Yeah,
yeah.
She actually made the cozy
corn
this summer
yeah.
too.
Kettle corn trailer, I've never
yeah,
seen it.
Yeah.
But she's probably busy now with school.
Yeah.
Like
she still does events and stuff, yeah.
Weekends, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so we basically had an all unhealthy food.
Right, so you're like, maybe
it's doable.
Maybe
so
get
more,
get like,
yeah,
maybe a few other healthier options.
Get some carrots out there.
Maybe somebody needs to create a truck with the healthy food.
Yeah.
There are a few out there, but yeah, not much.
They don't stay in business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think they are.
You can see that. Taco truck.
So this one, yeah,
thank you.
Okay, we're going to circle back up. Thank you guys for going through that and reading through all of those objectives and goals and giving input. This is helpful. Oh, sorry. Here, if you have markers, just throw them here. All right. Does anyone have any questions? Or anything for open discussion? So our next meeting is February 12th. We may have another meeting before that, depending on how this information gets mapped together. That obviously is not a required meeting, so you know, whatever dates we throw out there, if you can be there, great. If you can't, it's fine. I don't think we're going to vote on anything. But, yeah. So I'm waiting too for our district photographer.
Yeah, once they're done out there, they want to take everybody's picture.
They want to take a picture of the shack, which I don't know if we've ever had a picture of the shack. So we're going to take a picture.
Well, now
you know. So, and then, so if you guys need to put lipstick on or whatever, do it now. Because I'm going to post this on our shack website. Okay, so it is, I'm going to adjourn us unless you all have anything else. It's 12:56 and we are adjourned.
Yay. Thank you.